a deepening crisis. So last Monday, the courts overruled a decision to reject Channel LNG's proposal to build a frack gas import terminal. So that means that the original version of Channel LNG's application is going to be assessed now under a new policy that Éamon Ryan put in place, which will facilitate an LNG terminal. And we couldn't be in a worse place. Like, already about 17% of Europe's gas is coming from frack gas in America. And if this terminal goes ahead, it means that we'll see frack gas now coming in to the Irish energy mix and possibly replacing gas that was coming from Norway and the UK. And like we live in a gas basin, and it's a shallow gas basin with, we were told before, you know, enough gas to run Ireland for 15 years. Like, we're back in trouble. Like, we are really back in trouble. We're organising a protest in outside the Dáil on Wednesday at 12 o'clock. Like, Éamon Ryan can fix this. All he has to do is clarify policy. What the judge said was that he wasn't clear enough. The policy to ban LNG terminals wasn't clear. And he asked, or he said that there was a space now for the government to clarify their policy. But yesterday in the Sun, the Business Post, Éamon Ryan actually proposed applying some conditions to this application rather than putting a ban back in place, a ban on LNG terminals back in place. So, I mean, you have to understand that the frack gas coming into Ireland via LNG is 30% worse than coal. So, like, we're asking people, you know, to take climate seriously. And the leader of the Green Party, because Roger O'Gorman, I was backing this as well, is asking us to facilitate frack gas imports into Ireland. We can't afford that. We won't let that happen. You're talking about a massive campaign now to stop this project. If this project gets planning permission, it will, like Corrib and Rossport, this is going to be huge. We're not going to be able to allow that project to happen.
And councillor, it's quite clear from you that an immediate action needs to be taken, otherwise the effects of this will be felt for well into the future.
Yes, and Éamon Ryan is making excuses instead of standing up and doing what he, like, this government was formed on the basis of keeping frack gas imports out of Ireland. Both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael wrote to the Greens before negotiations started and said that they would stop Channel LNG in order for them to start talks. And now Éamon Ryan is making excuses. Like, Frank Feehan helped to get that ban on frack gas imports in place, and he's not doing anything now to fix this. Like, what are we going to do in Leitrim if fracking is back on the agenda? Our whole future, our whole sustainable farming, or, you know, Leitrim and Fermanagh and this part of Ireland as a model for the rest of the rest of the country is over. We're going to become an extraction zone for gas, because it's important to understand that the Americans have already put a pause on export terminals for LNG. So that means that in a few years' time, when the government start to build all these data centres that they're talking about, we will be the fourth source of gas.